On Thanksgiving Day, I was assigned the job of stuffing maker. Having never made it before, I turned to the internet.
Awesome turkey stuffing.
It says awesome in the title.
The first three links that popped up are from allrecipes.com, a website with about 45,000 user-submitted recipes. I was sold as soon as I clicked on the first link. 73,000 people have saved this recipe to their online account. It turns out this is how allrecipes.com, the most popular food site in the country, gets a lot of its traffic. About 700 million unique visitors a year. And the holidays, from November to New Year's Day, is what Stephanie Robinette calls their Super Bowl.
This is definitely the busiest time of year.
But this isn't like Santa's workshop. This is actually an internet enterprise that's a force to be reckoned with.
We are a tech company at heart, and I think a lot of people, when they think of us, especially tech publications, when we call them and we're like, hey, we've got these awesome stats, they're like, wait, you're not just cooking all day? And we're like, no, we're one of the biggest websites there is online today.
Robinette loves talking about the differences between foodies and eaties. She's an eatie. On a recent and surprisingly sunny Seattle day, we sat in AllRecipes' gorgeous kitchen overlooking Westlake Park. There was a flurry of activity, but not quite what I'd expected. A couple from a campaign team is cooking up nachos for their weekly meeting. A VP is cutting up strawberries for a fruit salad. And Robinette jokes,
you get the freshman 15 when you start working here.
Still, I'd imagined a team of chefs in crisp white coats testing out every recipe that comes in. The truth is, AllRecipes has a culinary editorial staff that reviews recipes before publishing them online. They also have a team of translators who publish the recipes in 12 different languages, from Portuguese to Polish. As the site expands, so does the traffic.
We're expecting over 25 million unique visitors to the site this month alone, and we've consistently been growing, I think, double digits every month for the past, 5 years.
Those are some impressive numbers for a website that was created as a favor to a friend's wife 15 years ago. David Quinn was getting his master's in teaching at the University of Washington when he met a group of anthropology students who were really into this thing called the internet. They had all the know-how, but no cash. That's where Quinn came in. They spotted him as the money man, given that he had a totally cherry new car, a 95 Jeep Cherokee. Together, they launched dozens of sites, including one about beer. And one day, the wife of one of the other founders
asked him to help her put up a site so that she could trade cookie recipes with friends. And cookie recipe took off right out of the gate.
Before long, they ran into the kind of problem that every entrepreneur would love to have. The site grew too quickly.
People would write in and they'd say, oh, cookie recipe is awesome. Do we put cake recipes on there? And we'd say, cake recipes? No, you put them on cakerecipe.com. And so we quickly built out cakerecipe.com. So cookie begat cake and cake begat pie. And then people said, you know, can you build us dessertrecipe.com?
From there, they branched out into the savory dishes. Eventually, they put everything under the umbrella of allrecipes.com. It was a great move. And in 2006, Quinn and his partners sold the company for $66 million to Reader's Digest. Quinn, despite being a millionaire many times over, is now a high school English teacher in Edmonds. He says he's proud of the things he and his partners pioneered.
You know, right now, there's some core things about the internet that we take for granted, like people generating content onto websites. When we first started cookierecipe.com, nobody was doing that, and people thought we were crazy.
Today, that model is what drives a lot of the websites we visit most often. Look no further than YouTube. Andrew Lipsman works for Comscore, a company that tracks online traffic. He explains why that model works so well.
Part of what makes that successful is that while the concern with user-generated content is that not every recipe is going to be a great one, because users can rate other people's recipes, it ensures that the best recipes on the site do get visibility.
In case you're still unimpressed because you've never heard of AllRecipes, how about this? Their traffic numbers are right up there with NFL.com and Netflix. And as digital devices become less cumbersome, more home cooks are looking up recipes online and using apps to help them whip up tasty dishes, which is another market AllRecipes has cornered. Their app just surpassed 10 million downloads last month. Back in All Recipes' Fancy Kitchen, Stephanie Robinette talks about the natural connection between food and social networking.
It's part of our DNA. We've always operated on the fact that you don't need to be a culinary expert to cook a good recipe, and people have been doing it for years, centuries, generations, you know what I mean? They've been rating and reviewing recipes basically for years and years, and now we're just providing them a platform.
As for my awesome apple and cranberry stuffing, well, 73,000 users couldn't possibly be wrong. It was indeed awesome. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.